All right, I want you to know that this, our next guest was booked without someone pointing a lightsaber at my head.
Sure, of course.
My husband, Jimmy Mack, Star Wars aficionado, his podcast, Rebel Force Radio, is on our website, WGNplus.com. And he has seen this one-man Star Wars trilogy and is actually jealous that you're on our show right now. Do you prefer Charlie or Charles?
Oh, well, it's Charlie. I mean, unless I was getting arrested. So I'd feel
better. See how the interview goes,
Bill,
Charlie.
Will you frisk him?
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
So Charlie Ross, my husband took one of our sons to see this on Super Bowl Sunday in the middle of a terrible snowstorm.
Snowstorm in Chicago?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird?
Years and years ago.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't happen today.
Doesn't happen now.
Nope.
But people still showed up, and you have brought this one-man Star Wars trilogy back to town,
yep.
Running at the Broadway Playhouse at Watertower Place,
yes.
Now through the 24th.
That's right. Yeah. It's bizarre because, I mean, I think being here with this show back in 2003, which was when I was originally here, things sort of blew open for me. Because I was just doing the show up to that point, sort of in fringe venues. Mm-hmm. So like fringe theater festivals, which, you know, you might have 120 seat, if you're lucky, you know, venue to do your show. And you're really under the radar. But I got here and there's no way to be under the radar when you're in Chicago. And, you know, Lucasfilm found out about the show and I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to die.
They're going to sue you at
least. Or something. Or throw me to the Rancor Monster or something. But it didn't actually work out that way. They were interested. Which that confounded me. I'm like, so you're not going to kill me. Why? And I thought, well, I guess it's because it's just me on stage, no costume, no set, no props, you know, no real talent to worry about. And, you know, but I'm not selling ice cream bars or t-shirts or anything. It's mm-hmm. just me. I'm really easy to manage. And if anything, it's celebrating the nerdy love of mm-hmm. all things Star Wars. So they were intrigued and I was very relieved and I sent them my materials and they said, it's cool. We like it.
Had you seen there's other people who have done this, not so much with Star Wars, but I've seen A Christmas Carol where one guy will play all the characters.
Sure.
Had you seen productions of that, Charlie, prior to you doing this?
No. I'd read one of them, the one that Patrick Stewart, I guess he did forever and a day.
Christmas Carol.
He might still do it. Yeah. I mean, solo shows, I had done them before. I studied theater at university. I got a BFA, a Bachelor of Fine Arts, in theater acting. So, mm-hmm. you know, you have lots of opportunity to sort of commit your life, 4 years of your life to, you know, being a theater nerd. And, you know, eventually...
Star Wars nerd, theater nerd.
Well, we never did Star Wars studies.
Right,
you know, we never had, like, you know, how to turn your dorky dreams into something else, right? But we certainly did solo shows. I mean, there's all kinds of people like Eric Bogosian. That's sort of been his bread and butter, you know. That's what he does. So, you know, when I got out of university and tried to start working in the real world, I was in Canada. And, you know, trying to make it as a theater actor in Canada is like trying to scale the Rocky Mountains with your lips.
A little tough.
It's just, and it's not going to be pretty if it happens. So
I just know not a lot of production going on there.
There are productions, but there's so many people vying for the same work, and you have to go so far away for the work, which I was doing. But you're not really making ends meet. So I thought, okay, I've got to do something that was probably showcasing me mm-hmm. more. And here's the thing. I had lost 65 pounds when I was 17 years old. And I'd always been sort of the funny kind of chubby guy, you know, mm-hmm. in all the shows I ever did. And then when I lost the weight, suddenly I was getting cast as the boring priest or the prince, something like a total snore of a role. I'm like, I can still do comedy, but I would never get cast in a comedic role. So trying this, Star Wars, me on stage. You talked about doing stand-up. I tried doing it, and that was soul-crushing and wonderful at the same time. believe it or not, I tried this sort of in a comedy club setting, and it was just the first film, so it was about 20, 25 minutes, and I thought, okay, this is going to die, absolutely die. And it absolutely killed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, because I looked out, and, you know, the audience, it's always going to be a bunch of drunken people that don't seem to know anything or care. And the front row were these, excuse me for saying, hoochie mamas that were out for a stagette. And I thought, I'm going to just die here. But somehow, even the girls knew what was. And I, you know, when I just nailed sort of the more, I guess, whatever, like the more general knowledge.
That was R2, by the way, right?
That was Chewbacca. But when I tried doing it, they were able to follow it. Because I underestimated the power of, nerddom, but mm-hmm. more specifically Star Wars. And it went so well that one of my friends who I'd actually kind of worked on the show with, this guy, TJ Daw, who's a solo performer, that's his bread and butter, he said, man, it's got to be the full trilogy. So I tried to, you know, made it into what it is. And I mean, sometimes people don't get it because they've never seen Star Wars before. And I think that's insane. They've come to see my show.
Right.
But I'm like a primer. You know, the Reader's Digest version of Star Wars. It's
the Cliff's Notes.
Absolutely.
Is what we had here in the States.
Well,
yeah.
There you go. Exactly. And it's basically just, you know, those 8 hours of film condensed down into 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you've never seen Star Wars, but you like theater, I guarantee you come to this here and you are going to be entertained because it's kind of terrifying. It's like if there was a person possessed by Star Wars, this would be sort of it.
If there was a person possessed.
And I am possessed by Star Wars.
Right.
So, I mean,
how many characters within the 1 hour show, approximately, how many characters do you think you're doing?
I think it's about 45.
That's a lot.
It is, but not everybody gets, you know, 5 minutes of time.
Right.
There's some that just go by really quickly. And I did actually do the count, but I mean, people like Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, the Emperor, Darth
Vader,
Yoda,
they get a lot
of time. They get more time because right. Obviously that's the voice I can probably do better, rather than trying to pretend to be Yoda. My Yoda sucks. It's so
come on, out of here.
No, you don't. It's just,
come on.
No, I sound like a dying goat. That's about all I'm going to give you because
that's what
horrible.
Yoda sounded like.
It does.
Forgive me, Star Wars fans.
It's sort of everybody at the end of the show. I have about at least 5 people come up to me at the end of the show and do just a spot on Yoda impression. I'm like, yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. You're awesome. And I suck.
Do you have an understudy for the nights that you're just not feeling up to it? You know,
boy, do I wish.
Wouldn't
sometimes.
That be nice?
It would be it'd be interesting. I think it actually, there's the ego part of me that probably wouldn't want to watch somebody else do but no, I'm not allowed to have an understudy.
It's just you.
So it's me.
His name is Charlie Ross. One man, Star Wars trilogy, runs at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place, 175 East Chestnut. It's running now through the 24th. You can go to BroadwayInChicago.com. I will openly admit, I have made fun of my husband for years.
So you should.
But you know what? I love that he is so passionate about something. He has a Star Wars collection that when the kids were little, they would have to check it out like a library book. You can play with, you know, Princess Leia, but in order to get Han Solo, you have to return it. So they love it. I've seen the movies. I enjoy them. But I just, I don't get into it as much as these Star Wars
sure.
fans are so loyal, so huge,
sure.
and they're eating you up.
They are eating me up, but at least I don't feel like I'm actually being consumed by it, you know, in that way. But this is the thing. Star Wars fans, there's this belief that Star Wars fans are crazy and they can't allow anything, you know, that could be fun or, you know, poking fun at this thing that they love to happen, that they'd, you know, they'd rise up and riot. I'm mm-hmm. like, you don't know Star Wars
right.
fans. Star Wars fans have an incredible ability to, you know, tongue-in-cheek, poke fun at the things that are obviously, you know, a little bit cheeseball. And look at the first film. It's basically a B movie, in a sense, that was done sort of, you know, there's like one or two A-lister type people in it, but it was sort of a B film and a very expensive one. But because of its style, its sort of cheeseballiness, it's become stylized. And it's in fact what makes it so totally awesome, which is that there was nothing quite like it. And, you know, you look at Mark Hamill, he's just taking that material so seriously, you know, whereas Alec Guinness was probably, you know, dying a bit on the inside every time he did a line.
Right.
You know, but he was happy to get paid, I'm sure. But, you know, some people are starting their career at that point. Some people are rounding out the end of their career at that point. And I find it amazing to think that there are people that worked on those films, you know, 40 years ago. They had a tiny role. And they still are able to come out to things like conventions, sign autographs, mm-hmm. give talks about their time on it. It was almost like a mythical, you know, crusade or something where, you know, you want to hear war stories. Anything at all would be interesting to some people. And maybe it isn't interesting to everybody. It doesn't matter. But people know every character. They know every person that's been in it. To the point where there was actually a guy in Australia who had played a minuscule role. He didn't even have a line. He just went like this. He just sort of, you know, saluted as a stormtrooper.
Yeah.
But whoever they are, but somehow the nerd, you know, Illuminati found him in Australia. And he's the only Australian at that time that had been in the films.
Oh, really?
And they got him to come out to a convention, and it was like a religious revival. People were so excited.
Don't you think, Charlie, a lot of that has to do with the marketing? For instance, from a toy aspect,
sure,
there could be somebody in a crowd scene way, 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 way in the back,
yeah,
and yet they have their own action figure,
sure,
and a second variation where they're wearing a sun hat.
Right.
You know, there's always so many ways to sell it.
Totally. But it's funny that you should mention that, because when I remember Star Wars, my first memory of it is not the film, because I didn't even know what the film was.
Yeah.
I was watching Saturday morning cartoons, and then it was, you know, you two could own the Force.
Yeah.
You had all these toy commercials.
Right.
Well, talk about marketing being brilliant. I didn't know what this was, but I desperately wanted these toys. And I didn't know anything. I just thought, these are awesome. This is great. And then my dad took me to see the film, and then it completely changed everything.
Right.
But kids at the time, and I don't mean to go, well, back in my day, but back in the day, people didn't all have the toys, and you still would play Star Wars on the school ground, or at the, you know, at the end of school, you'd still be playing Star Wars.
Yeah.
And everybody was doing sort of what I continue to do on stage, is that, you know, nobody wants to be cast as Princess Leia, and yet, you know, somebody gets to be passed to be Princess Leia, and sometimes it's your turn to be Leia, and that's fine. But you know, that's what
you
I
sound
do.
Like you're suppressing a memory that you're not
I'm trying to forget
quite ready to talk about. Charlie Ross is here. One man Star Wars trilogy running at the Broadway Playhouse. That's at Water Tower Place. It runs today through the 24th of this month. You want to call 800-775-2000 or BroadwayInChicago.com. We'll be back with more next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Who is this, Wendy?
This is the Cantina Band.
You're absolutely right.
You're a jerk.
Wendy, you insulted our guest.
I did not.
Charlie Ross was ready to leave.
She knew Max Rebo. You knew Max Rebo. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but Max entertained the troops. I know who Salacious Crumb is.
Well, that's awesome.
So that has something to do with Jabba. I don't learn it all.
All right. You picked up stuff, though.
Osmosisly.
Yeah.
That's how I've done it. Charlie Ross is in the studio. It's a one-man Star Wars trilogy, and it is playing Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place. 1 week engagement. So get your tickets while they last, April 19th through the 24th, and you can go to BroadwayInChicago.com. We also have a toll-free number, 800-775-2000.
Can we convince you to do a scene from the show, Charlie?
You can convince me, and I will do it.
Oh, you're the best. Okay, all right, what are we going to hear?
You're going to hear the trash compactor scene from the very first film. So hopefully you guys will know exactly where I'm at. So.
Okay. Here's Charlie Ross.
It's kind of loud. So
from his one. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Get behind me! Get behind me! This is some rescue. You got any plan for getting out? Well, he's the brain, sweetheart. What the hell are you doing? Someone's to save us kids. In the garbage to fly, boy. Get in there, you big furry oaf. I don't care what you smell. Get in there. Get in there. Wonderful girl. I'm going to kill her. I'm beginning to like her. Get in there. Ah. The garbage chute. What a wonderful idea. What an incredible smell you've discovered. Well, it could be worse. It's worse. There's something alive in here. Somebody just swam past my leg. Look, did you see that? Can't look! Can't look! Blast it, will you? My gun jammed. Where? Go! Oh, anywhere! No! Kid! Luke! Kid! Luke! Grab him! What happened? I don't know. Just let go of me and disappeared. The walls are closing in. They'll just stand there trying to brace him with something. Wait a minute, 3PO? Come here, 3PO! 3PO! Oh, where can he be? 3PO! 3PO! Are you there, sir? 3PO, we've had some problems. Will you shut this to me? Shut down all the garbage smashes on the detention level. Do you copy? Shut down all the garbage smashes on the detention level. No, shut them all down, hurry. Oh, you're down, 3PO! Listen to Martu, they're dying. Oh, curse my metal body wasn't fast enough. It's all my fault, my fault. We're all right. You did great. Where are we? 3263827. And that goes for an hour.
How about that?
I can't even believe that. Bill, you were watching him like a little kid with wide eyes.
Well, there's a time, Charlie, where if you would have done that, people would have thought that you were a witch and burned you at a stake. But not anymore. Now people enjoy this.
No, they don't burn me at the stake. They just get burned in review sometimes. That's all that really happens. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, isn't it strange that, at one point in history, I would be put into an asylum?
Something's wrong with that man, but not anymore.
No, it's okay. I just got Star Wars in the brain. So this is me sort of, I think paying my dues for all my wasted youth.
Bravo.
Yes.
It takes a lot out of you, doesn't it? To do that for an hour must be very draining.
It does. And in fact, it's weird. When I'm doing the show and touring a lot, I find that my weight drops.
Does it?
Yeah. And when I have time off, I start to become a bit more like Jabba.
Oh.
So it just happens, But it's okay.
And cast parties are lonely, I bet.
Very, very. Yeah. It's just me.
Just you.
What do you think of the show? Pretty good. Yeah. No, there's no cast parties.
Nope.
There's no opening night parties. There might be tonight. I don't know. But sometimes I talk to people at the end of the show. Sometimes I just talk to myself. So
you are amazing. He's Charlie Ross. Go see it. It's the one-man Star Wars trilogy. And if you want tickets, you better hurry because it's a limited one-week engagement running now through the 24th. Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place, 175 East Chestnut. Here's where you can go for tickets. BroadwayInChicago.com or call this number, 800-775-2000. Come see us again. That was amazing.
I will happily come back.
We hope your stomach's feeling better next time.
I have to get sick. I've got to get sick.
All right. You'll be fine. Okay. A quick break. Some news next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.